From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. The band Balloon is originally from Puerto Rico, but they're based now in Brooklyn. And they make a kind of dreamy electropop that is built on traditional rhythms and traditional instruments, but includes very contemporary technology. In fact, their lead singer, Angelica Negron, is also a classical composer whose works often include robotic technology. The band Balloon is here with some of their robot overlords to play some songs for us here in the studio today. This first one is called La Nueva Ciudad.
Just say
That is the band Balloon live here in the studio. What a great mix of old and new sounds in that song called La Nueva Ciudad, the new city. And a live performance by the four members of Balloon who've joined us here today. Enrique Bayoan Rios Escribano playing the charango. That's a kind of traditional Latin American. It's almost like a member of the mandolin family, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll also be playing the traditional panpipes in
or
a little
zampoña.
Bit.
Or zampoña, yes.
Zampoña. Angelica Negron, the singer, who has also brought in the accordion, and we'll talk about some other stuff that she's brought in as well. Jose Olivares playing the drum pad and handling the electronics, and Raul Raimundi playing the electric guitar and helping out on backing vocals. To the four of you, thank you so much for joining us. Angelica, we've worked together on a couple of occasions with you wearing your contemporary classical composer hat. Mm-hmm. It's tempting to say this is a very different thing. Is it a very different thing to you? Does it feel like a different kind of musical muscle?
It's very different in that I get to be with other people playing and making music at the same time on stage. But it is also very similar, very similar to other things I do. And for a while, actually, I thought of them very separate. But once I started to think of it as just one, everything kind of made a lot of sense and made my life a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, the last piece of yours that we premiered on our New Sounds Live concert series was a work called Turistas, mm-hmm. which, you know, was for a hybrid electroacoustic band. You know, it was the Bang on a Can All-Stars. They have an electric guitarist in the band, and it had a lot of these traditional Latin rhythms to it. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like the worlds were coming together in
yeah,
that
that's been happening more and more lately, the past couple of years, yeah.
Jose, where and how did this band first come together?
So we met in San Juan, Puerto Rico, in college, the University of Puerto Rico. Angelica and I met, we were going to film school at the time. Angelica was doing a double major at the conservatory and film, and I was just doing one major.
Which was film?
Film, yeah. Uh-huh. And then we met there.
You do realize that you've gone the other way.
Yes, definitely. So Angelica and I met, and we were working on our short films, and we both were playing in bands before Balloon, but we decided to start making music for our own shorts. Hmm. And that's how Balloon was born.
So it began as a kind of film scoring exercise.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
For very crappy films.
Student films, our films.
Yeah, for our films that were really bad.
And does the word balloon mean something in Spanish?
Yes, it's actually the English word for balloon, like hot air balloon.
Okay. But it doesn't mean something in Spanish. It's just a word we made up. And we're writing it as if it were in Spanish.
Yeah, it phonetically sounds like balloon in English.
Okay. Because, you know, there is an English word, balloon.
Yeah, it's, for balance and balance.
For right. Yeah. It's a transmitter to go from balance line to unbalanced line. So
comes up a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, wow. All right. Just wasn't sure there. I mean, you know, most musicians know their way around electricity these days. You have to. Angelica, when you arrived and started unpacking, you know, I saw the accordion and then all this other stuff came out and I was like, is she here to play music or to cook a meal? Explain the kitchenware and the soda bottle and all that kind of stuff.
I actually didn't connect the two, but yeah, there are a lot of things from the kitchen. But we use these instruments that our friend Nick Yeoman makes, and it's a robotic or mechanical percussion, actually. Mm-hmm. And it has a solenoid that hits an object, and we program the rhythms on the computer, and then it's hitting, in this case, wood or metal. We like the sounds of pots and pans a lot. Mm-hmm. I use them a lot in my music. And then, yeah, anything that can make a sound for us, it's game.
Right. One of the other works that we premiered, again, in our New Sounds Live concerts a couple of years ago by you was Me He Perdido.
Yes.
For the American Composers Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And you would think with a full symphony orchestra, you wouldn't need anything else. But in the space, you had all these little robotic instruments.
Yeah,
these
noise makers. And actually another collaboration with the same instrument builder with Nick. So I met him for a project about 6 years ago, and I knew from that moment that he was going to stay with me for a long time.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it keeps getting into all of the projects that I do.
So Jose, the album, the new record by the band Balloon, covers a lot of ground. Prisma Tropical.
Yes.
The title seems to suggest that it is like, you know, a kind of prismatic view of everything that could be considered tropical music. I mean, you go from ambient instrumentals to these kind of up-tempo dance numbers. Was that the intent of this record?
It is in the DNA of Balloon. We definitely like a lot of like electronic and experimental genres, but we always wanted to do like a pop take on it. Mm-hmm. And coming from the Caribbean and then moving to New York City, we were exposed to other Caribbean rhythms and we just started incorporating them into our music. So it's definitely like a prism of, you know, tropical sounds and tropical like beats and influences.
So when Angelica is talking about these robotic things that are being activated mechanically, are you controlling that?
Yes. So I have a session in Ableton Live. And basically what I'm sending is like a MIDI clip that has all the MIDI data. The box has like 16 outs. Each one corresponds to a MIDI note. So whenever it plays that note, it sends an electrical signal and then the solenoid goes up and then it hits whatever's on the surface.
Okay. Do we get to hear these gizmos in this next song?
Yes, they are backing me up in the next two songs. I'm only one person on a drum pad.
We miss you, Shayna.
Yeah, we have another percussionist, Shayna Dunkelman. But today, they are my assistant percussionist, if you will.
Now, the album, Prisma Tropical, is brand new.
Yay.
And yet you've already apparently started writing more material because this next piece is new, right, Angelica?
Yeah, this next song is new. It's called La Salida. And we wrote it, we were at South by Southwest pretty recently, and we wanted to do a new song just for Austin. And this kind of, I think it's very much so like post Prisma Tropical world and the direction that we're going to be moving in. And even though Prisma Tropical is here tomorrow, for us, it's been with us 3 years.
Right.
But it's been nice to work on it with collaborators. Like, Bayoan was able to join us in Austin. We're missing also another band member that just had a baby. Saludos, Nora, who's in Puerto Rico. So, yeah, it's nice to come together and just create something without the pressure of, like, it's going to be in an album just for fun and just thinking of it as a song for playing live. And hopefully it will be recorded very soon.
It's about to be recorded right now.
Oh, right, that's right.
What do you think is happening there in the control room?
Oh, no.
No pressure.
Really? No one told me.
The band is Balloon, and they're performing live for us on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Let's hear this brand new song called La Salida.
Thank you.
That's called La Salida, and it's a live performance by the band Balloon from Puerto Rico via Brooklyn. They have a new album. It's called Prisma Tropical, but that's even newer. And Bayo Juan was moving quickly between the zambonia, the pan flute, and the charango, and ended up with not just playing the charango, but an extended technique on the charango, playing up on the headstock of the instrument. Angelica, that is a small accordion. Where does that come from?
This is just a student accordion, actually. Ah. I'm tiny, so in my back socks. So that's the story behind it. I actually got an even smaller one that I'm going to be using for a tour, too. And because in Balloon, I don't play a lot the basses.
Right.
I really don't need that many.
You don't need the whole left-hand side, yeah.
Yeah. And I actually, before, used to bring more instruments. I play the violin, too, and I used to bring it a lot. And so we just try to make every instrument as compact as possible. Mm. That never works out, but we try.
And, of course, you were also playing the soda bottle, and Raul, of course, on guitar, and Jose behind the drum pad and triggering the mechanical devices that were, in turn, making the cookware, the kitchenware sound in that piece called La Salida. What does that title mean?
The exit, and it's about trying to find a way out of something, but always getting lost kind of in a maze situation in which you can't really find that exit.
Yeah. Is it hard to write a whole album of pop songs, for lack of a better word, in, you know, the post-Maria, post-Hurricane Maria era, and not have politics seep in? Were you able to do that? Did you want to do that?
When we were recording our album, actually our album was almost done when Maria hit the island. Of course, all our friends and family, and Nora, who's one of the core members of the band, is in Puerto Rico and was during Maria too. So, of course, we feel it's very much a part of the album, and the intro to the album was actually recorded after Maria. A couple of weeks later, Nora on her phone recorded her cuatro, and so you can hear all the coquillas.
The cuatro
in the background.
Is the string instrument.
Yeah, our national folk instrument.
Should have four strings from the name of it, but instead has 10.
It's complicated, yeah. If she were here, she would tell you all about it.
Yeah.
But so she recorded herself playing the cuatro, and this was a couple of weeks after the hurricane, and we wanted it to be the beginning of the album to have her presence in that way. So it has, when I hear it, at least it has this weight, because it's definitely, even though we're in the diaspora and we're not in the island, we also, all of our families are there and our hearts are there too. So, and the songs that we wrote before that, also like La Nueva Ciudad, Now I Can't Stop Thinking About New Beginnings, and Puerto Rico, and we often dedicate it to the island. So it's very much part of this album too.
Yeah. What is the songwriting process like? I mean, Jose, there's so much that comes into these songs after, I would assume, the initial melody and chords are sketched out.
So it's actually kind of like in the opposite way. A lot of the songwriting comes from, I start a couple of ideas on the computer, testing out rhythms and bass, and then I add the melodies with the rest of the band. So it's all stems from working on the computer and testing different things. I used to be an after school teacher in the South Bronx.
Ah.
So prior to the album, I was teaching students from all over the world music production, and they wanted to make beats that came from their countries. So they will ask me, how can you teach me how to make this particular beat? And then I will go through the process, and a lot of that work went into Prisma Tropical.
Huh. Well, they say one great way to learn something is to teach it.
Yes. I definitely agree that. Yeah.
So you've got all these kids from different parts of the world, and that's exposing you to rhythms. And
definitely. A lot of African rhythms that I didn't know about, a lot of like Haitian stuff. And it was cool to work with them and seeing like the similarities and like slight differences between some of them.
So you were saying that how both you and Angelica met while studying film. So it seems like there's a kind of cinematic approach
yep.
to the the sound, the textures. Yeah. Texture seems to be really important to you guys.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we're really into texture. I also write a lot of film music, but Joanne also writes a lot of film music. And so all of us are fans of film music and love texture and finding different sound worlds within one instrument. So Balloon kind of reflects that in that way, too.
All right. Balloon is playing for us here today. The album kind of release party will be on August 8th.
August 8th.
At Baby's All Right.
Yes, at Baby's All Right with
Brooklyn.
Our friends from Teague and Monsby.
The percussion ensemble.
Yes, yeah.
They've played here. So that'll be August 8th. I think one of my favorite tracks on Prisma Tropical is the one you're going to do next. It's El Espanto, right?
Yes.
Which means literally like fright, but it means...
It doesn't
like,
have a good translation. Yeah, it's more like... like many words in Spanish.
Like or a specter
scare,
or a ghost or...
It's literally the scare, right?
Yeah.
But it is about kind of a cleansing, a spiritual cleansing of someone that really needs it but doesn't want it.
Oh, okay. So there's some ambiguity in the title and perhaps therefore in the, again, the texture of the song. Let's hear it. It's called El Espanto. It's on the album called Prisma Tropical by Balloon, but here is another live performance.
Necesitas un buen despojo
That is called El Espanto, the scare, or the fright, or words to that effect. Live performance by the band Balloon here in our New York studio. It's a great song, and it has a kind of light, sunny, summery feel for part of it, and then there's other parts where it feels like an Interpol song is about to break out.
Yeah, it's a very ADD song.
I like it a lot. Now, Angelica, you mentioned that it's been like 3 years, the process of making this, and obviously you've already moved on. We've heard the new song, La Salida, as well. So what happens next for this band? I mean, you have your composing career going and everyone's doing different things. What happens next?
We're all really busy, but together we're going to be touring starting in mid-August and in September too.
Yep, we have 5 dates. We're going to do East Coast, West Coast. We're going to be on the West Coast for the first time. Mm-hmm. We're trying to go to Mexico City as well. So with the album, we're trying to reach other places that are listening to Balloon and have been listening to Balloon, and now we have a record that we can tour. So it's going to be a pretty hectic year for Balloon and Angelica and everyone involved in the band.
And before the year ends, too, we really want to do an album release party in Puerto Rico, too.
Yes.
So that's our dream. We have 4 core members, 2 great collaborators, and it's our dream for the 6 of us to play together for the first time in Puerto Rico. So hopefully that will happen before the year ends.
Yep.
Yeah, in Santurce.
Okay. In the meantime, if you would like to hear some of Angelica's compositions, just go to our website, newsounds.org, search for Angelica Negron. You'll find a couple of pieces that we've premiered and broadcast over the years. But this has been Balloon's moment here in the studio. The album is called Prisma Tropical. It's been great fun having you all here playing for us today.
Thank you so much for having us. It's an honor.
Gracias. Yeah. This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. Hey.